message.
You know, when we talk about leadership, it's very easy to picture people at the top of organizations, CEOs or politicians or anyone who is in a formal position of authority. But in reality, leadership is so much bigger than that. Leadership is more than a title. It's a way of moving through the world, of guiding both others and ourselves. Because honestly, we are all leaders in some capacity, whether we realize it or not. At the very least, we are responsible for leading ourselves, right? So, what does it mean to be an effective leader? Well, one of the first things to understand is that true leadership is not about control or telling other people what to do. It's about influence. And influence is rooted in integrity, in our ability to live by values and to communicate those values clearly and consistently. People look to leaders who reflect what they believe in or who inspire them to become better. So, the first rule of leadership is this: know your own values and make sure that your actions align with them. But in order to do that, we need to have self-awareness. A strong leader, whether of other people or just of themselves, spends time understanding their own motivations, their strengths, and their blind spots. Now, this requires a lot of honesty and a willingness to look at the uncomfortable parts of ourselves. And here's the thing about that. This is what allows us to grow. It's also what helps us build trust with other people. People can sense authenticity, and they know when someone is self-aware enough to admit their mistakes and to learn from them. And another key piece of leadership is 100% responsibility, not just for our own actions, but for the way we affect those around us. It's about understanding that our choices have an impact and being mindful of how we show up in different situations. Now, this doesn't mean being perfect. It means being present, being aware of our effect on other people, and striving to leave things a little better than we found them. And finally, we come to resilience. Leadership, especially self-leadership, it requires grit. Life is going to test us, don't we know that? And we are going to face moments that challenge us, sometimes in ways we never expected. And a leader, whether in a big company or just in their own life, knows that resilience is not always about being strong. It's about finding ways to keep moving forward, even when things get tough. It's about trusting that setbacks are just part of the journey and that we are capable of adapting and growing through them. So, what does it all come down to? It's this: being an effective leader to other people or to ourselves, it's not about being perfect. It's about being real, being committed to our values, and being resilient enough to keep moving forward, even when it's hard. Leadership, my friends, it's a daily practice. It is in the choices we make, the way we treat other people, and the standards that we hold for ourselves. And whether we are leading a team, a family, or just our own lives, we can always get better at it. Leadership, it's not a title. It's a mindset, a set of choices that we make every day. So, let's make those choices count, shall we?